4 o'clock. Nice to have you with us. Lions preseason opener later tonight. A couple things we want to take care of this hour. First of all, we did a couple hours on Jared Goff. A really goofy player ranking voted on by NFL players. Goff not a top 10 QB. It makes no sense to us. Odyssey.com rewind if you want it. Cash the ticket. We're punting until Monday because Jim Costa died. He can't talk. He sounds
big difference.
He sounds like, well, in radio, you're dead. He can't talk in an audio format. He sounds like the suit guy.
You're going to love the way you look. I guarantee it.
Yeah, well, I guarantee we're not previewing conferences when you sound this way. So we'll get back to it on Monday. I have a Deion Sanders thing for you later, but I want to talk to Kenny about this.
Okay.
Kenny represents a portion of our audience that you and I don't understand. In essence, they are aliens. Kenny is not excited for tonight's game. He's over the moon for tonight's game. He's all pumped up. He's going to throw a one-man party. His girlfriend's not home. He is going all out for the game tonight. So
inappropriate pizza night?
Oh, he's going ethnically insensitive branding. I just
I'll send you guys a picture of the box.
Nope.
I don't know, man.
That's a drop. No. So listen. I mean, dude, you've worked too long on this show. You can't.
The first sentence I think I said on the air today, and that's what comes out.
What do you want me to say, man? First, you got rid of black jobs, and now look at you. No, I want to understand that. I want to know if there are people willing to support you. I want to know if there are people actually excited about tonight. And if so, what the hell are you watching? Like, Kenny, what is it you're looking for tonight?
So it's a little bit about depth, but more or less it's about, as a Lions fan, I look back at my 30 years of Lions fandom, and this was the first time that I was actually bought and sold on a football team, right? So like most years, I'd approach preseason football and training camp and all of this as just a nothing burger, as a gigantic, you know, it doesn't mean anything. And largely, I still feel that way, like logically. But as a fan, this is the first time I've been able to go into a preseason and go, we got a team here. Look at us. Now I actually can watch a game and not think that there's absolutely, it's a waste of time. Mike may end up being right. We may end up getting two or three drives in and me going, well, I don't know why I did this.
It might be two or three plays.
Maybe. It might be. But up until this point in my Lions fandom, I've never been in this position before. I've never experienced this side before. I've never seen what a winning team looks like before. So it's like the drug dealer gives you that first taste. Now I'm back.
So how long before you think you hit that Shawshank moment where you just turn the channel and start watching that movie?
Hopefully not before halftime, but my hopes are not high. But yeah, no, I am excited about it. Maybe I'm wrong for being excited about it, but
no, it's not
I assume
wrong.
There's more fans that are like me.
Well, I want to hear from them. If you are truly excited for tonight's game and you think Rico and I are the old men Muppet guys at the opera, just tell us what exactly you're looking for tonight. Because you know my thought on this. I just want everyone to stay healthy and have fun. Yeah. None of what takes place tonight means a thing.
And when Dan Campbell comes out and says, I'm not playing any of my starters, that's not helping the cause for me. Like, oh, I'm excited. Unless you're into Jake Bates and him kicking field goals in the rain. That's about it.
That is my point to Kenny, because he's excited. Oh, he has a winning team. He's been sold about this team. He wants to see winning. But none of the guys that are going to help this team win in the regular season, like Campbell said, is playing tonight. Right. No Goff, no Brown, no Sewell, no Gibbs, none of them.
Well, you can't talk, though, because you all in on Steelers football. So don't give Kenny a hard time, because you're going to be dialed in on the NFL Network, watching your Steelers.
Because we have to figure things out. The guys that we're going to depend on have to play, and I will see them in the preseason.
It'll all fall into place once you get a wide receiver.
Justice for thee and not for me. That's what that sounds like. Mm-hmm. You sound like a real Michigan fan.
It's just a cheeseburger.
Wait, sorry. What did Kenny have to say there?
How did you get that so fast?
Because when we hear audio we like, we make sure we really get there. Like the day you said that you hated minority jobs. I mean, we had to have that.
This has been a banner month for me, I got to tell you.
You poor bastard. You're right. It's like the first thing you said today, and it's that.
Every day, Kenny's out there picketing as soon as I park. Get rid of black jobs.
I was talking about a pizza box. A pizza box.
Not as bad as what these guys did to me with the talking about helmets, and this cat turned me into Donald Sterling.
I mean,
you really are special.
You don't like the color ones. What can I say?
I don't like the red NC State helmets. They look like clown noses.
Exactly. That's what we said.
David, the ticket text, please.
You guys are just overthinking it. It's football. It's back. There's pads popping, people hitting quarterbacks, being thrown to the ground. Hopefully, I am excited about it. It will be enjoyable. Someone else says, I am excited to watch for a few reasons. Want to see how the new kickoff rule works and want to see how the new uniforms look. But it is also football.
Oh, yeah, they're doing the 313 jerseys tonight.
Oh, no, for sure. I think. Some about that, yeah. Yeah. With
the new uniforms could be something that you wouldn't. I'm not excited. Let me be very clear. I'm not excited about it. But if you told me, look, I just want to see the new look on a football field. Okay. That makes sense to me. But again, that's like four plays.
The kickoff rule. Yeah, for me, like I wanted to watch the Hall of Fame game. Okay, I watched a couple kickoffs. Not what I thought it was going to be. Okay, sure, fine. And then I was done with it. Go ahead, David.
Watching Lions preseason is better than watching Javi play baseball, someone says.
Okay, literally. I won't say it. I was going to say something.
We're already killed off Costa. Go ahead.
We're too close to the weekend. I don't want to get in trouble. There are lots of things in this world better than watching Javi play baseball. And we'll just leave it there.
Joe and Howe says, it's exciting because none of the starters are playing tonight. We want to see the players battling for roster spots. Watching the starters in an exhibition game is silly.
God help me. We want to see the guys battling for roster spots. Cutscene. Said players never hit the field if your team is any good.
That's a great point.
This is what Doug and Scott do. They talk about, oh, this guy's the ninth gunner on the team. And I'm like, and?
Someone says, I'm very excited to see Hooker play to see if he's a quality backup or possibly trade him, RJ in Westland.
But can his stock really improve that much that he becomes a trade object?
Not in a preseason.
No, the only way his stock would improve is things would have to happen that I'm not going to put into the universe, and then he would have to play and be amazing over a long stretch of a season. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in any of it. Once again, Rico and I, like Voltron, we have been aligned on this. That pick was stupid.
Someone says, I'm excited for tonight just because it's the start of football season. Not so much as the game, as I will only have it on the background as I play Fortnite. That is Ken stuck on M59.
What are you, 12?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Isn't that, grown that, that's man, for please. Kids.
That's like for a, my kids.
That's yes. A cartoon game. That's not even like Madden.
No, not at all.
Fortnite, loser. College
football. Oh, my buddy's got a son.
No, college football is not the same as Fortnite.
No, not the same.
I'm building Texas Tech here.
Okay, you know, as somebody likes to say, I like children's movies. Apparently, I don't like
and
children's
games.
And
this is why Kenny's against black jobs, right here, this moment. Right here.
How am I catching strays here? Come on.
This moment.
I was told I like children's movies, so isn't this a children's game?
The Fortnite thing is, college football, you are leading digital warriors to battle.
Mm-hmm.
You're shaping lives.
Real people.
Should I leave Tech and take the OC job at Kansas?
No. That's terrible. I was going to say it's an awful move. How bad are you doing in Tech? Good God.
Oh, no. I almost took my team to the college football playoff in year one.
Guns up. I love Tech.
So what happens to your old team?
No, I'm still there.
I mean, if you leave and get a new job, what happens?
F them.
I go get those recruits in the transfer portal is what I do.
Daddy's got to go and get paid over there. He don't care about them. Okay. Maybe if they were better, he would have stayed. How did we get on this again?
I'm sorry. He's talking about it being a kid's game.
About a children's game. I'm sorry.
Gotcha.
Go ahead, David.
Excited because it means football is finally back. There doesn't need to be more to it. That's it. It's football.
All right. Calm down. But I would argue it's not football.
It's not football, but there is a little bit of that. It's been a while since we've seen actual football.
What is the scene at your apartment tonight?
It's a great question.
Do you want to set that scene for everybody when we return?
Sure.
We'll get to the calls. I want to hear, like, what the hell Kenny's world is. He's treating this like he's on spring break tonight. I want to hear about this. Now, if I get uncomfortable, we're just going to cut your mic. I'm just telling you.
Just Kenny and the cat chilling at the crib.
All right. Okay, I could say something, but won't do that. Let's just...